America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Can I say welcome to the show?
FM 720 AM, Kate on the Talk of Las Vegas, Wednesday edition of the show, a special July 15th tax day edition of the show. Yeah, weird, right? Today's tax day. It's weird. It's been extended, as you know, and many of you are freaking out because, well, you don't have the money to pay the income tax because you haven't been able to work. You haven't been able to get unemployment. You haven't been able to open up your restaurant to capacity. So the monies you were counting on during the first quarter of this year to pay your income taxes for 2019 is probably not there. And do you think they care? Now, have you noticed that when coronavirus happened, when the Chinese Wuhan virus happened, everybody was pulling together because everybody was scared to death. Everybody's crapping their pants. Let's just be honest. Nobody knew exactly what this meant. Even Trump was afraid. Come on, let's be intellectually honest. If you can recall, if you could see through your radio, I wish I had a visual. The president was even freaked out. Everybody was. Why? Because there was this global pandemic. Now stop. I know some of you tough guys and gals in the audience are saying, I was not. Yes, you were too. When this first started, everybody for a minute crapped their pants because global pandemic. You're thinking, oh, good God. Good God. What's going to happen to us? My God, you mean they're shutting down America? Well, yeah, it's only for 2 weeks to flatten the curve, but wow, this must be serious. Everybody was kind of pulling together. Mortgage companies said, don't worry about paying me. It's good. It's okay. It's cool. We're going to extend you out. Many governors created, executive orders. They put executive orders into place to stop evictions for renters and such and things just shut down. Don't worry. Stimulus is coming. We're going to take care of you. And the big one was we are, for the first time in history, we are going to postpone tax day to July 15th. And many people were like, hip, hip, hooray. And so many people were like, I don't even give two craps because I don't even know if I'm going to be able to eat next week. And here we are, July 15th today. It's tax day. It's due. Now, some people have filed an extension. I get it. Yeah, I don't blame you. But today is tax day, nevertheless, regardless if you have filed the extension or not. And many just don't have the funds, again, to pay. Whose fault is that? It's certainly not your fault because you didn't ask for the country to be shut down. You didn't ask to be furloughed. You didn't ask to be laid off. You didn't ask for your business to go out of business. But everybody for a minute thought everything was cool. And the IRS was even cool. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it in July. Now the IRS and every other creditor that basically was nice and sensitive and we're here to help our COVID customers. You know the ones I'm talking about, telephone bills, utilities, everybody. Now the claws are back out because they have assumed that so many people are back to work making a ton of dough. I mean, what gets me is a lot of these cell phone companies. You know, they kicked the can down the curb and now all of a sudden they're like, hey, it's time to pay the piper. Well, I don't have the money. Too bad. We're going to disconnect you. Can you give me a payment arrangement? Sure. But you're going to pay X amount of dollars every 2 weeks. Well, how am I going to do that? I don't know. Your problem. But just 90 days earlier, they felt your pain. They were here for their COVID-19 customers. Why do you think 37 bars and taverns have filed a lawsuit against Governor Sisolak over bar closures. Why do you think this is happening in the great city of Las Vegas? Why do you think it's happening? Why did the Velveteen Rabbit and Steiner's and so many other basically get together and say, screw you, Sisolak. You screwed me once, and now you're going to screw me again. Tax day's today. We're barely making it. Now you're closing me down. I've got to lay off more people. My mortgage company is being an SOB when they were so nice to me. Now I've got bills to pay. I didn't get PPP. So they've sued. 37 bars have gotten together and sued Governor Sisolak. Good for them. I don't know if they're going to win anything or not, but good for them. Because what's happened is everybody's world's gotten upside down. It's been turned upside down. You know what gets me, though? You know what gets me is no one's really talking about the 300,000 people in Nevada that could be facing evictions when the rent moratorium expires in September. So why aren't we talking about this? Why aren't we discussing this more and more and more and more? Why aren't we talking about more layoffs and bars having to sue the governor? Why aren't we talking about evictions are going to be coming? Maybe even some foreclosures are going to be coming because mortgage companies are going to start saying, oh, yeah, we kicked you down the curve, but by the way, you owe us $8,000 now, and if you don't pay it within 30 days, we're sending you to foreclosure. That could be happening. We don't know if it is or it isn't. But what I will tell you is people are going to want their dough. So what is the good citizens of Las Vegas, of Nevada, of our country, because this is not just exclusive to Nevada or Las Vegas. It's, you know, everywhere around the country. What are good people supposed to do? Have you thought about it? Are you one of the 300,000 that could be evicted in September because you got a deferral that was mandated by the state, by the governor, and a landlord's going to be ready to take their money? And I understand landlords have to make their money back too. I mean, this isn't easy, obviously. But you know what? I didn't ask for the shutdown, did you? Last time I checked, I didn't ask for the shutdown. I went along with everybody else to flatten the curve for 2 weeks. Okay, yeah, the president's flattened the curve. Okay, hell yeah, I'm an American. I'm a patriot, baby. Let's flatten the curve. It's been freaking almost 5 months. And people are still screwed. And people didn't receive money. Oh, televangelists did. This is what's going to piss a lot of you off. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah, you know, a lot of people went and tried to get unemployment. And, well, as many of you know, you couldn't even get to the system. You couldn't even get inside the system in Las Vegas. What a freaking joke. And many businesses, many small businesses tried to get PPP just to be told that we ran out of money. Congratulations, Mr. Business. You have been approved for $20,000, but we ran out of money. And you know, a lot of big businesses got money and they shouldn't have gotten money. Some did the right thing and they gave it back. Many others didn't because they're pieces of scum. Crap, scum, whatever you want to say. Whatever you want to put in there. You fill in the blanks. But did you know that some televangelists received millions in PPP loans? The Catholic Church got $1.4 billion. The Catholic Church, the most wealthy religious institution in the world, got $1.4 billion. And guess what? They're a nonprofit and they pay no tax. But that's not it. Many other televangelists received millions of dollars in PPP loans. Let me tell you about a couple of them. Jimmy Baker, I didn't do my secretary. I went to prison and ripped all kinds of people off with PTL and my crying wife with the eyelashes. Went to prison, got out. He's doing it again, selling store food storage and all kinds of crap. He got money. He received between $350,000 and $1 million. And Peter Popoff, you know who he is. The used car salesman, the snake oil salesman, telling you that if you get his miracle spring water and you sow in a seed to his ministry that you drink this miracle spring water, you brothers and sisters are going to be healed. Can I have a hallelujah? Praise the Lord. he got between 350,000 and 1 million as well. Yeah, I know. I know. But he did. And he's been under scrutiny for years for screwing people. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's, you know, because he's a phony. Jimmy Swagger got a ton of dough. In fact, he got a tremendous amount of money, between 2 million and 5 million. You know, the guy that had all the sex scandals. And yeah, look, we all forgive, man. We're human. We make mistakes. We move on. But did they really need the money? Did Joyce Meyer really need between 5 million and 10 million? Did Joyce Meyer really need 5 million to 10 million when you couldn't get 20,000 to keep your pizza shop open? And then, of course, Paula White, she got between 150,000 and 350,000. Do you think she needed the money? And then, of course, the Catholic Church, 1.4 billion. Do you see where I'm going with things? Friends, you are being royally screwed over because many of you have become sheeple and not people. You fail and you refuse to recognize how you're getting screwed over. You keep screaming about a damn mask, which we're going to talk about in a minute with casinos and smoking, which makes no sense. But yet you're not screaming about this. You're screaming about a mask. Put the mask on or don't shop here at Sprouts. For God's sakes. Get out of here if you don't have a mask. You want to kill me? But yet, millions and millions of dollars in PPP money went to these scoundrels. And you didn't get a dime. And now you're faced with eviction. In September, 300,000 Las Vegans faced with eviction. 300,000 residents of Nevada. And you made me one of them listening in this audience. And if you're a bar owner, you were forced to close down again. But yet, it's comforting to know that the Catholic Church got $1.4 billion. Like they need the money. It's comforting to know that Peter Popoff, with his miracle spring water, telling you to sow a $1,000 seed into his ministry, got a lot of money too. And many others that I mentioned. Friends, I'm opening up the phone lines. Oh, tonight is going to be that one night that you have to have an extreme amount of guts to go down this road to discuss, debate, and even throw under the bus alongside with me what I'm telling you, because it's disgusting, it's despicable, and it may be happening to you. 702-257-5396. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. The phone lines are open. I want to hear from you, Las Vegas. How does it feel being treated like a prisoner, getting screwed by your cellmate, and you're not even in prison? We'll be right back. Sanchez Wednesday edition of the show. Glad to be hanging out with you. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. If you're just joining us, we're talking about, well, today's tax day, July 15th. Unusual, right? Well, you know, we got that little gift a few months ago when everybody crapped their pants for just a moment when global pandemic was announced and everybody seemed to want to be helping everybody. Mortgage company, yeah, we'll defer you for 90 days. Cell phone bill, yeah, COVID-19, we're helping you. Car payments, don't worry about it for 60 days. Utilities, oh, we're not shutting you off. Don't worry about the bill. Now, all of a sudden, they're worried about the bill. And a lot of people are saying, oh my God, how am I going to pay for this? I have no money. I have no money to pay my taxes. I thought I would make my money during the first quarter of the new year to pay my taxes for 2019, like most people do, especially small business owners. But that didn't happen. Why do you think 37 bars in Las Vegas are in fact suing the governor because they're saying, man, you cannot prevent us from making a living, man? And I agree with them. People are still going to food pantries. It's just not reported because it's not sexy. You know what's sexy? More COVID cases. You stubbed your toe? COVID. I'm serious. You know it and I know it. But what really gets me sick is the televangelist that made all this money. They got PPP loans when friends of mine lost their pizza shops, when friends of mine got hurt with their ice cream shops. People you know, maybe even you yourself. Our last caller, David, said, look, I just had to lay people off. 300,000 Nevadans could be evicted at the end of September once the rent moratorium is over. What is this city and this state going to do? Governor Sisolak, you know what his ideas are? Let me tell you about what Governor Sisolak is concerned about. And he allows the gaming commission and the casinos to really drag him around like the little poodle he is. Big poodle, really. And this is what gets me. This is where we're concerning ourselves. No, we're not concerning ourselves about people needing food. We're not concerning ourselves about PPP when televangelists that are screwing you over, telling you that if you sow $1,000 seed and you drink this miracle water, they're getting millions of dollars of PPP money that they didn't need. You didn't get it. They got it. Not fair. You know it and I know it. But that's DC. They'll screw you over every which way they can. Get ready. That's the Biden presidency if he wins. Screw you over where you're just used to getting screwed over. You're like, I'm a prisoner. I'm serving 20 to life and my cellmate is Bubba and I'm already used to being screwed over. So hell, might as well let it continue. But here's what's so funny is Las Vegas casinos are now releasing smoke policies regarding this COVID-19 and the mask mandate. Here's what they're trying. Boyd Gaming just didn't want to comment. You know why? Because Boyd Gaming's already laying off over 6,000 people. They got a hell of a lot of problems. They didn't want to comment. But Caesars commented. Here's what they're doing. Caesars Entertainment saying casino customers may continue to drink or smoke subject to existing rules, but they must wear a mask per our new policy. To enjoy a drink or a smoke, customers should simply lower their mask, drink or smoke, then lift their mask back into place. How the hell does this make sense? When you take a hit of a cigarette and you blow it out, I thought we were concerned about droplets. Do you see how stupid all of this is? And remember months ago I said, oh, they're going to come after cigarettes in the casinos. And you guys said, no, never going to happen. And I said, I don't know about that one. What do you think's going to happen? Because the libs cannot stand for you to smoke a cigarette. Libs cannot stand for you to have a Jack and Coke. Libs cannot stand for you to eat a triple burger with extra bacon. You see, because libs want to tell you what to do. They want you to eat nuts and crannies. They want you to eat keto and vegan. And you know what I say? Eat whatever the hell you want. It's your life. Last time I checked, we live in America. How does this make sense? So we're more concerned about that, Governor Sisolak, than 300,000 Nevadans that could be facing eviction? We're not concerned about that? Just like my last caller, Dave, said, who is in the airline industry, private airline industry, when layoffs happen and the big layoffs will come, is there a viable plan that the governor has put into place? Do you really think that these 300,000 people should be evicted? Now, some of them are just scumbags, and they'll take advantage of anybody, so we know who those are. But I'm talking about the people that didn't ask to be furloughed. I'm talking about the people that didn't ask for their small businesses to go under because COVID-19 made the government shut down this whole damn thing for 90 days. I'm not talking about those. How are those people going to get helped? That's what I'd like to know. If we're going to help illegal immigrants at the tune of billions and billions and billions of dollars a year, how about our American citizen? How about our American citizen that doesn't know what they're going to do and how they're going to pay their bills? That's what I want to know. That's what we should be talking about. That's what we should be demanding. And now I go to our busy calls. Tracy in Arizona, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Well, actually, my phone number is from Arizona, but I am in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, so, Tracy, we appreciate you listening, and what's on your mind?
Well, we are a small business owner and have been for 25 years here in the Las Vegas Valley, and we are what we would consider an essential business owner to Las Vegas and all of the employees that work in the Las Vegas and Clark County area. We issue certifications for people to work in and around alcohol. One of the biggest problems is that they came through our doors and told us, you are non-essential, and because they closed down all of the casinos and they closed down all of these bars and these restaurants and everything, then they deemed us a non-essential business owner. So we closed our doors and we are a family-owned business that we have been around servicing for a very long time and trying to support households. It hasn't happened. However, this lovely PPP that they decided to put out and give to everybody, we did get it, in fact. However, we filed our taxes, and when we filed our taxes, we just ended up giving it right back to them with our
shameful
small business owner taxes.
Absolutely shameful.
Yes, so it didn't do us any good to get any PPP because we ended up paying it right back to the government anyway.
Incredible.
So a lot of people don't really understand that there is a business tax that has to get paid, and the majority of these small businesses, that tax is equivalent to what they're even getting from the government. So even if they do decide to wipe this PPP away and give it to us as a grant, which we still have no surety that that's going to take place because we have not gotten any information from the government that we've even been able to file to have that to be taken. But they gave us an EIDL loan, and they were very quick to hand us money that they are going to get paid back to try and say that we're taking care of you as a business.
Incredible.
So it's very sad. It's very sad to see what's happened to the state of Nevada and all of these other states and what's happening to the small business owner. I mean, is the money being paid back that they're paying to these churches and all of these different organizations? Or are we the only ones that are getting stuck with
this? That's a great question. And when this story was brought upon my desk, and I appreciate the call, Tracy, thank you. When this story was brought upon my desk by producer Nate earlier today, I flipped my lid. And don't forget, I'm in that community. So tomorrow I'm making calls. And they're not going to be nice calls. They're not going to be love you, brother, grace and mercy calls. I want answers. I'm going to demand them. Because for these churches, these televangelists, the Catholic Church, the Mormon Church, to get all this money when they have a tremendous amount of money on cash reserves, and the pizza guy down the street that you've enjoyed his pizza shop for 20 years had to close down, or the bar like Steiner's now has to close again, you tell me I'm not hot under the collar. You should be hot under the collar as well, and it's going to get worse. This is what happens when you do not have effective leadership. This is what happens when the bureaucracy in D.C. is so big. This is what happens when you have a swamp, and you've got one man with a big blonde comb over that's trying his best to literally weigh in the wild horses that have screwed you over, but it's almost impossible because it's so deep, dark, sinister, and ugly that it's going to take a hell of a lot more than what we're doing right now to expose these sex traffickers, these con artists that have screwed the American public for decades. Now I go back to my busy calls. Ed, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Nice listening to you. I haven't listened to you before, so you're kind of a breath of fresh air on the radio.
Thank you.
You know, you're talking about PPP. I'll just weigh in here. What do people expect when the government gets involved? It's going to have inequities, and it just ticks me off that they had to even resort to this. It's going to be a mess. It's going to continue to be a mess. What I told your screener was that what I was calling about was all these states that opened early are getting so ridiculed because, they opened early. That's why the cases are going out of sight. But nobody brings up California that hasn't opened anything hardly at all.
Exactly.
And their cases are going out of sight. And it just irritates me.
It is so unfair and so biased that people are starting to wake up, Ed, across the board saying, wait a minute, I trusted, but now I'm scratching my head saying, yeah, exactly what you're saying. You know, Florida, Arizona, Texas getting thrown under the bus for opening up to try to save their people and their small business from financial loss and decay. California hasn't done it, and their cases are worse than Arizona, Nevada, and Florida. Even though Arizona's a hot spot, you got to look at how large California is. And if it wasn't, you know, Newsom wouldn't be basically saying, now I'm going back to what is really a pre-phase one. It's disgusting.
Right, and he has no reason to not open up. Because He has how many million people live in California? And he has 6,000 deaths out of all those, what, 25 million people?
I think it's 40 million people.
Oh, 40. 40 million people, yeah. I looked it up the other day. 40 million people. He has 6,000 deaths. And
I know.
He's closing down the state for that. I mean.
I know. Sorry, Ed, got to bounce. I'm up on break. That's the music. But I'm with you, man. It's. And, you know, when people hear us talk about this, again, I get thrown under the bus. You don't care. You're a COVID denier. I am not a COVID denier. You kidding me? You must not be listening to the show. But there's a difference from acknowledging the virus and what we need to do, but acknowledge that there's another pandemic that's going alongside of this, and that's the economic one. We've got to do a better job of coming to the table and putting an effective plan in place. That's not happening. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. Tell you this, you're never taking advice from a fool, not when you're hanging here every single night. Steve Sanchez, Wednesday edition of the show, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Let's get right back to our busy calls. David, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Steve. What happens when the Chinese hit us with another virus, another pandemic?
You know, I'll tell you, it's not far-fetched what you're saying, because as you recall, just about a month ago, I brought up to this great audience's attention that they started investigating what could be the mother of all pandemics, if you recall, that could be in China. There was going to, and no one's talked about it again since, but apparently there was some intelligence that shows there could be this mother of all pandemics they're finding in animals. And, you know, if this thing got loose, it would just be, you know, COVID-19 would look like a cakewalk. So who knows? The election's here, David. I mean, that's the whole point here.
If they shut down the casinos, then that means the kids are not going to school. They kick these people out of their homes because they don't have a job and they can't pay the rent. That means we are going to vote by mail, and we will have a million retards in office. I guarantee you they will blow it off the map.
Well, I'm telling you this. I mean, look, I mean, in Nevada, it's vote for by mail now as it is. I mean, it may not be that way across the board yet, but as you know, David, it is literally vote by mail in Nevada. I was just talking to Jim Marchant the other day, who is now running for Congress. He was nominated as the Republican. JimMarchant.com, by the way. JimMarchant.com. Give him a call. Help him. Call for him. Volunteer for him. Help him financially, because he's got to beat Steve Horsford, which shouldn't be hard to do, but still, the Democrats cheat. You know that. And that's what I'm talking about. It's all leading to mail-in. And right now, as I was talking to Jim the other day, it's mail-in voting as we know it. In Nevada. And look at what a mess it was this last time around. I mean, it took 2-3 days for us to even find out results, which is plenty of time to cheat. And more states are going to start following suit. Oh, this is a page of a playbook that is being utilized right now, Saul Alinsky style. Okay, the Luciferian himself that Obama loved and Hillary loved, by the way. This is what we're seeing unfold in front of our very eyes. But you know what towns and cities are doing, as opposed to making sure people are eating? Let me tell you how disgusting and demonic things are going on out there. Let me tell you what's happening. Just like in Minneapolis, you know, they already wanted to defund the police. That's what they're doing. They want to get rid of the police. But now they're starting this free the nipple movement. Okay, so Minneapolis now is in the process to repeal the nudity ordinance to allow women to go topless in parks. Well, I'll tell you this. If some of those women are the women I see in these Antifa rioting movements, good God, put some blinders on your children. This is nuts. This is what we're concerned about? Free the nipple? When people are going to lose their houses? I mean, what the hell is wrong with this country? Seriously, what has happened? Do you see now the importance, friends, of this election? Do you see now I mean, my God, North Carolina is now voted unanimously to give reparations for black residents. Yes, Asheville City Council just yesterday unanimously approved that measure, formally apologizing to black residents and issuing reparations. This is incredible. I know you thought this would never happen. Well, it's happening. And we got a lot more to talk about on the other side regarding this. So calls on hold. Stay put. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program, by the way, to get in on the conversation. This half hour being brought to you by Real Water, birthed in Las Vegas, but being sold around the globe. It is the only bottled water I drink, number one. And number two, it's the only bottled water that is beyond alkalinity. That means it has alkaline, but it's got something called negative ions infused. There's a whole science behind this on how it's a great immune booster. I've been drinking it for 18 months, and I'll tell you this, friends, I haven't had a cold. I haven't had a sinus infection. I haven't had an ear infection. I kid you not. So I like it. It's worked for me. The real question is, will it work for you? I bet it would. You can find out more by going to drinkrealwater.com. In fact, you can take advantage of the Steve Sanchez special. You can have it delivered right to your home or office by just saying, hey, I want the Steve Sanchez special. What is it? Well, it's five gallon bottles of water for $20. $20. That's it. It's real simple. Go to drinkrealwater.com or call them and take advantage of that Steve Sanchez special. They are the sponsors of this half hour, and we'll be right back.